Listening Library presents Calling on Dragons by Patricia Cirriti. One, in which a great many cats express opinions. Deep in the enchanted forest, in a neat gray house with a wide porch and a red roof, lived the witch Morwen and her 9 cats. The cats were named Murgatroyd, Fiddlesticks, Miss Eliza Tudor, Scorn, Jasmine, Trouble, Jasper Darlington Higgins IV, Chaos, and Aunt Ophelia, and not one of them looked anything like a witch's cat. They were tabby, gray, white, tortoiseshell, ginger, seal brown, and every other cat color in the world, except a proper and witchy black. Morwen didn't look like a witch any more than her cats looked as if they should belong to one. For one thing, she was much too young, less than 30, and she had neither wrinkles nor warts. In fact, if she hadn't been a witch, people might have said she was quite pretty. Her hair was the same ginger color as Jasmine's fur, and she had hazel eyes and a delicate, pointed chin. Because she was very short, she had to stand quite straight, instead of hunching over in correct witch fashion, if she wanted people to pay attention to her. And she was nearsighted, so she always had to wear glasses. Hers had rectangular lenses. She refused even to put on the tall, pointed hats most witches wore, and she dressed in loose black robes because they were comfortable and practical, not because they were traditional. All of this occasionally annoyed people who cared more about...